ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. I am really excited about this show because it feels like this is your life, Filippo. Every show, there's an aspect of my life, and isn't that what this, everything we do, right? But every show, there's an aspect of my life that it touches or it brings up from my past or from my future or my present or probably all of the above and more, certainly more that I don't know, but I will be learning, and I'm sure a lot of that in this very conversation with our guest, Christine Day, that I am so looking forward to having a conversation with, because she talks about and channels and works with Pleiadians. And I hope I'm saying that right. I know I didn't used to say that right before, but I think I'm saying it right now. But Pleiadians, now, this is from a star cluster out in the universe. Actually, I think it's the closest star cluster to us. But the thing about the Pleiadians for me is, you know, back when I was a non-understander, I should say. I shouldn't say non-believer because I didn't know enough to choose not to believe. I just didn't understand. People used to tell me things like, oh, I was at the library and a book fell out of the shelf and hit me on the head and I knew that I had to read that book, or I was at the bus stop and this stranger just came up and said blah, blah, blah to me and it was exactly what I needed to hear and I cried. And I used to think these people were awfully strange. I didn't believe books just fell out of shelves. And if they did, it was probably due to an earthquake or something. And if it did, it was probably some random book and it had nothing to do with anything except that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or if a stranger walked up to me to talk, I kind of talk to strangers, but I would think it was just a random thing, I think, is how I would think. Not understanding that maybe there was more. So I was either leaving IBM at the time, my career job, or I was thinking about it. I don't remember. Maybe as I jog my memory here, some of this will bubble up to the surface. But I went to one of these spooky, woo-woo, scary, spiritually kind of bookstores. And I was walking around thinking, okay, book, fall on my head. Because I didn't know what book I wanted to read or should read or what would mean something to me. And it was all new and it was all weird. So any of them would have been just as fine. And as I was thinking all these things and I was walking through the bookstore, if I remember correctly, I think what happened, see, this happened on so many occasions, I can't remember the very first one. I think I walked past a table, and obviously I must have hit it somehow because I knocked a book off. It was either that time or the time I saw a book that I was interested in, or at least I thought I was interested in from the cover, that was on a shelf that I went to go get. Instead, a book, as I'm pulling it out, a book like three or four books next to it completely falls off the shelf. And now I had one of these stories, and I wasn't about to tell anybody. I didn't think anybody would believe me, or worse, I thought they would think of me what I thought of them when they told me these kinds of stories, you know, them, those people. Well, so here I was. It was either the book that fell on the floor or the book that fell off the shelf. That was a book about the Pleiadians. And I looked at this book and I thought, I'm not going to buy it. It was more money than I thought I should spend on something that I thought was hooey. But for some reason, I was saying, okay, look, maybe things do fall out of shelves for a reason or off of tables. And so I did buy the book and I took it home. And today, while I was thinking of this story, because we were going to have Christine on, I was remembering and making a connection to things that we've talked about, things that people have said, that they have had information downloaded to them, I honestly don't know if I still know what that means or how that happens or how it sticks, but I know that I have had experiences like this, and I know that it happened while reading the book about Pleiadians. And I didn't know that's what it was 20 some odd years ago, or maybe 19 or 20. And I didn't even know that's what it was up until today, until I started thinking about this story, that I remember reading the book and being on the first or second chapter and connecting to something somehow. And I must have been, because all of a sudden I started, maybe I could say remembering. It was just as if I was remembering things I never even knew I knew. And I remember doing things with my hands above my head and all that, that I never remember ever doing or ever attaching meaning to what I was doing. So maybe some kind of a download or some kind of a memory release or something was being triggered by me reading this book on the Pleiadians. Honestly, it was the first and last book I read on the Pleiadians. I don't know if it scared me or if I just needed to learn other things before coming back to it. And here we are. We are back to it. And I'm excited because Christine Day is my coming back, or maybe coming home to the Pleiadians. And I will say really quickly, those of you who have been following us on Facebook and our blogs and our network, you might have seen that I kind of playfully called the show, What If Horton Heard a Who, and We Are the Whos Living in Whoville. And so those of you who may or may not know the story, if you go to lifechangesnetwork.com and you go look at my blog, Filippo Voltaggio, today, it's on our front page right now, but today I posted the story, a little bit about Horton Hears a Who by Dr. Seuss, and the fact that this elephant heard this tiny little voice coming from a mare inside a little speck of dust. And of course, everybody thought he was crazy. And then as I grew up, I could rationalize that by saying, okay, you know what? We know that there are microorganisms smaller than we can see. And they are definitely in the dust because we have microscopes that have seen inside the dust. But I don't know if I'd ever really thought about the fact that we might be like those microorganisms inside a little speck of dust to somebody out there. And I had seen an email, and then on the network, I went ahead and posted the planets. You see, all these planets, as we go further away into the galaxy, into the universe, our planet not only becomes really small, in comparison, it becomes the size of a speck of dust. And then in comparison, when you try and put all those planets on a page, the planet, our whole planet, disappears. And I thought, wow, I never don't recall ever thinking of it that way. And what if they can hear us? And what if we are the ones that need help? And what if they have answers to help us? And in Horton Hears a Who, in Whoville, in that little speck of dust, there's a mare. And the mare is who's communicating with us, the elephant and everybody on this planet. And it just kind of was funny to me to think that Christine Day might be like this mare who's communicating for us. And there's the thunderous noise of truth coming through. She could be like this mayor in Horton Hears a Who. So when we come back, we're going to talk to our mayor on Whoville, Christine Day, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We are back. And as I said, our guest today is Christine Day. Over the past 2.5 decades, Christine has become internationally renowned as a gifted spiritual teacher, healer, and channel. She is founder of both the Amane Multidimensional Bodywork and Frequencies of Brilliance, a cutting-edge healing modality that is now being taught by Christine and her team of practitioners around the world. Christine's first book, Pleiadian Initiations of Light, and her live transmissions from the Pleiadians bring this work to a worldwide audience. Here she is to talk with us about Pleiadians. Christine Day, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Filippo. It's beautiful to be on your show.
It's our pleasure. And what was that laughter for?
Well, I just really enjoyed your story and the analogy of me being the mayor, you know.
Of Whoville.
Yeah, of Whoville, exactly.
Well, actually, before I shared that analogy, I shared the story of how I came to know the Pleiadians, and it's actually I shared it in a comical way, and it's an interesting story. Now, you, however, have a not so comical story of how you came to the Pleiadians.
Yes, it was quite a process for me. I mean, it's my kind of world collapsed when I had been given a diagnosis of. I had systemic lupus and only a very short time to live. And so in that process, I realized I was actually wanting to die. And I then realized that, you know, I had kind of created something to kill myself and then decided I was going to try and create my own healing as well. And it was through a process months later that I was sitting meditating and I had this spiritual awakening. And within 2 to 3 second time, I had this incredible light coming through me and all this information given to me as though I had studied something all my life. And of course, I wasn't connected to healing at the time, and I certainly didn't believe in aliens or spaceships or anything like that. I was very much, just living a normal life and suddenly had this incredible light coming in. And I kind of thought, well, it must be God. And I started working with the processes I was given, which were amazing healing energies, and they continued to flow through me, and I worked with them. But one day I was walking outside and out into an open space, and I walked into this meadow, and there was this huge Pleiadian ship. And coming towards me were a group of Pleiadians, and they were telepathically communicating with me, saying, we have come here to remind you of your pre-agreement to be an ambassador for us on this earth plane, to help us act as a bridge between humans and Pleiadians. And they showed me, and I went back into a memory of absolutely knowing this is what I had made a pre-agreement to do was to act as an ambassador for them on this earth plane in this lifetime. And it was incredibly, for me, traumatizing at the time because, you know, I couldn't deny the experience. It was too extreme. And I was kind of bedridden for 2 months with this light coming through and kind of going through this transformational downloading process of being electric, you know, while they reorganized my energies. And from that time on, I was channeling them consciously and, you know, finding out that I have this Pleiadian aspect to me. And that was my pre-agreement, was to help humans understand why the Pleiadians are here and what they're doing here at this time for us and how they can really assist us. So it was really profound. And also educating the Pleiadians on how we as human beings need support and how they can help us and not be overwhelming to us, so that we can receive that support and that transformation.
Wow.
So it's been quite a journey.
Without knowing, my analogy was more on than I could even have imagined. and so was my story at before the analogy, in the sense that if you can imagine that I was afraid to tell people that a book actually fell off the shelf and that was the book that I read and it had the messages I needed to get, because I was afraid that they would think the same thing I thought when people told me stories like that before. Could you imagine listening to this story of somebody who says she was walking out in the field and all of a sudden she not only saw a Palladian ship, but that they were actually walking to her? How did the other kids at school feel about you telling this story?
You know, if it hadn't have been that dramatic, Filippo, I think I would have ignored it, because I was so kind of, as I said, not believing in aliens or spaceships. But you know, the love that they carried was so profound. And I realized that way back when I first got this awakening, it was from the Pleiadians. It was the Pleiadian energy. And they are an amazing group of energies. They, you know, they come from a fifth dimensional awakening. They have gone into unconditional love. They're way ahead of us in their awakening process. And the element of love that was there was so, it was something I had never ever felt before in my life. And so I was really held in that love as I went through this transformation. But it did create some really deep, some internal issues for me. And I went through a very deep process for a couple of months coming to terms with it, I can tell you.
I could just hear people saying, well, maybe it was a dream. Maybe she fell asleep on the field. Maybe she fell and hit her head and tripped and then, you know, had this. But the messages themselves, whether it was any of that, the messages themselves are profound. And in and of themselves, without knowing a backstory, have an amazing story of their own. So before we get into their amazing story, I'm just curious, what did they look like and what were they wearing? What's in fashion these days in the Pleiades?
Well, you know, the Pleiadians are vibrating at such a frequency because they're from this evolved, you know, they're evolved race. So they're like light, very tall and thin with a frequency of vibration of light. So, you know, they have a human form as much as an outline and a shape, but they're just vibrating in light, a light frequency. They're not in spirit. They are actually in existence, but that's the form that they take. And they're very androgynous in their look. They're, you don't really get the male or the female energy. You get both. That is, and it's a vibrating light mass that you see. And a lot of my students see the Pleiadians and communicate with them, of course, as they work with the initiations, these very powerful light initiations that the Pleiadians channel through to me, and I channel them out to groups of people. So you know, they are very much here.
Well, yeah, did I just miss something? When you say here, like here, or that
they're here amongst us, and their whole commitment to us is amazing. One of it is that as human beings, you know, we have so much fear and we get so afraid so easily that they honor that, and they want to reduce the level of fear here on the earth plane that we as human beings hold. So they don't reveal themselves to people unless you're ready to receive them. So as I said, my students get to experience them in their forms, and other people do, but not everybody, because people panic. They're afraid.
That pause is because I'm trying to see if I am or not. I'm testing, asking myself questions. Like, could I really say, okay, I'm really not afraid, but then have them in fear and run screaming or something?
It's true. And it's okay. You know, we are afraid of things that we don't understand. And so part of my role is to educate human beings on this planet of, yes, first, the Pleiadians are here to support us, and that they're not interested in any way of invading our energetic space. They're simply open energetic opportunities for each one of us to begin to experience and take in our own light. They don't bring their light into our energetic space. They open a space for us to re-experience ourselves so that we can remember who we are and come into a reunion of ourselves.
Christine, I just made another analogy to my analogy about Horton Hears a Who. Like, in that speck of dust, whether there were people or beings or not, science has later found out that through looking into microscopes, there are microorganisms, like we talked about. Well, science has not yet developed the sensories of machines, maybe, to be able to decipher organisms that are beyond us.
Exactly. Exactly.
So those who didn't believe that there were microorganisms in a speck of dust might be some of us who aren't believing that there are organisms outside of here.
Well, it's a big concept, you know, and we're very insular here on planet Earth. There's a huge universe out there and all eyes are on planet Earth right now. We are where everyone's focus is because of what's taking place on the planet. And there are so many unseen supportive help around us right now. The spiritual realms, you know, the angels and the light beings and the masters are here, and they work in alignment with the Pleiadians. Because guess what? We're all part of the oneness. We're all part of the God consciousness. There really is no separation. You know, it's just that we get very third dimensional here and caught up in the illusion of this third dimension on our planet. So I understand that. I understand it because I used to be that way myself.
You know, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes here, but before we do, I'm getting a visual of like a bunch of people peering into a child's aquarium, saying, "Look, my caterpillar is about to turn into a butterfly. It's coming out of its cocoon," and everybody paying attention to see that actual moment.
Yes, I like your visuals. They're beautiful.
So tell me before we break here, why you? You said that you had a contract, but...
Well, when the Pleiadians came to me and telepathically started beaming their energy in, I had a full memory of my pre-agreements for this lifetime. And that is something that I chose to participate in as part of my mission here on this earth plane. So, yes, I'm having my human experience here, Filippo, but I am also... pre-agreed to have this other experience of working with the Pleiadians for my own enlightenment process. And they have taught me so much about myself, about love, and about my connection to my humanness and how important it is for self-love and to honor and love the relationship I have as a human being. And we are perfectly imperfect here, coming here to have this human experience, but also in this lifetime to awaken to our unique divine selves, you know, to awaken and enlighten out into an enlightenment process. So, you know, me, because guess what? I said yes. And it touches my heart deeply to be on this mission. And it's a great privilege to be doing the work I'm doing in the world alongside the Pleiadians and also the spiritual realms. I work very closely with them also. So, you know, why not me? That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's a good way. That's a good way to end that, because I was going to ask you, why not me? I mean, what if there are those of us who say, well, I want to talk to you all and bring your message. Why not me? Because maybe that's not our mission.
I believe that each one of us can be as involved as we wish. It's part of our mission, because guess what? We've said yes to being on the planet right now. Every one of us on this earth plane has a mission of sorts, because it's a great privilege to be here at this time with the new dawning of this, of our planet. And we, each one of us is playing our role, and each one of us is a gift at this time on the earth plane. So we all have to unravel and unwrap ourselves and find out how beautiful we really are.
Wow. And perfect time for a break, actually. We're going to find out more about that, why the Pleiadians want to assist us here on the planet at this time especially, and what the messages they are wanting to share with us. And so much more, actually. Let's just come back. But before we go, I want to remind everybody that Christine not only teaches this, she's got books out. She's got 3-day seminars that you could take. She's speaking at the Conscious Life Expo this coming weekend, February 10th through the 12th. She's going to be there at the Conscious Life Expo and also speaking. And you can learn more about that at 2012consciouslifeexpo.com. That's 2012.consciouslifeexpo.com. And then she's going to be in San Francisco. She's going to be all over. So you can go to her websites. One of them is christinedayonline.com, christinedayonline.com. Or you can go to Frequencies of Brilliance, B-R-I-L-L-I-A-N-C-E, frequenciesofbrilliance.com, if you want to learn about her healing techniques, body work, and that modality. We'll be back with Christine Day right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
That's right. And I am Filippo, and we are on with Christine Day. We're actually having a great time. I am, at least. And there's just so much information here that just kind of gets under my skin and feels like right. Christine Day has been channeling the Palladians. She's over the past 2.5 decades has been become internationally renowned as a gifted spiritual teacher, healer, and channel. And we were talking just before we went on break about her being at the Conscious Life Expo. And in the middle of the break, she was telling me that she's going to be at Booth 101 and she's going to be doing free channelings. So you want to get in on that if you're going to be in Los Angeles this weekend, February 10th through the 12th of 2012, this magical year. So to learn more about Christine Day, go to christinedayonline.com or frequenciesofbrilliance.com. So Christine, let's talk about this magical year and why all eyes are upon us, and in specific, the Palladians. How do they want to assist us here on planet Earth?
Well, they have many ways of assisting us, but they want to bring to our attention, they call this time that we're in the new dawning, that the Earth is going through a new dawning, and they say that we are the new dawning. Each one of us, each human being on this Earth plane is playing a very important part in this new dawning process on our Earth plane. And so that each one of us has absolutely said yes to being here. We need to remember that. I know we get caught up in the illusion of our lives and the intensity of everything, but the fact is we've all said yes to being here, and it's a great privilege for all of us as human beings to be here on the Earth plane and being part of this new dawning time. So the Pleiadians are here to assist you in your remembering of yourself. This is a remembering time, a time to remember who we are, that we're more than just human beings with limited abilities, that we remember that we are actually spiritual beings, and this is the time for our awakening. But what they're saying right now is, yes, we want to awaken as spiritual beings, but we need to honor our humanness and to learn to bring this love and compassion to ourselves as human beings. What they're saying is we've kind of condemned ourselves as human beings for things that we've done or haven't done, or, you know, the guilt and shame and self-condemnation. And their big message to us, one of the biggest messages, is that, you know what, we've come here to make mistakes in order to learn. And so we're perfectly imperfect as human beings. That's how we were designed, to have our experience, make our mistakes, and learn through those mixed experiences, and to hold ourselves with a lot of love and compassion for the incredible courage that they say we're totally courageous in living this journey and moving through and allowing ourselves our experiences and honoring those experiences. So that's one of the biggest messages they bring right now, is that, you know what, we are to learn to have a deeper relationship with ourselves as human beings, and to turn back towards ourselves with a lot of love and compassion. So they bring this energy to us to assist us in coming back into a new way of alignment with ourselves, and assist us in holding doorways and initiations where we can start remembering the truth of who we are in our incredible spiritual aspect.
Christine, that of course is very beautiful, and I feel like I get it, and if I don't get it, I really want to get it. And yet I wonder if there's an answer to what do we say to those of us who might be thinking we're done with this experience. We don't like to work anymore, and don't want to work anymore at jobs that don't make us happy, with people that we don't want to necessarily be with, just to make money, to buy things that don't serve us really in the end, and in a system that takes money away from us and controls us and scares us, and we're tired of this.
Yes, and so you should be. What the Pleiadians are doing are leading people back away from this whole system of where we're talking about ego mind, where in the ego mind, so where we connect into our minds, we cannot receive the truth of ourselves. And this is in real terms. If we connect to your heart, if you go into your heart and just connect there, and this is what a lot of the processes, the Pleiadians bring people back to their hearts, and as you align back there, guess what? Your life can change. You can actually start moving into a place where you can actually start living your passion, because we're meant to live our passions here. We're not meant to be following this control of governments and money, but we need to come back to something that feeds the spirit, feeds ourselves. There are many people really tired out there of this terrible cycle that of trying to live and struggle and strive. And the fact is, if you learn to open up and just connect into the heart and move away from the ego mind, it actually will bring you to a place where, guess what, suddenly doors will open for you because you connect to something other than the third dimensional illusion. You connect back into a truth where there is love and passion present, your love and passion. And this is what happened to me. Doors opened in my life, and I could never have imagined my journey to be so incredible and my life purpose to be so amazing. Now, your life purpose may not match mine, as far as mine's been pretty dramatic and extreme, but I needed it that way. But there are people, many people I'm working with, who are coming down and connecting to their hearts and leaving this terrible cycle of illusion, of fear and struggle, and moving into something that connects them back to a life of passion, where they start to live differently and move differently in their worlds, away from all of this. Because it's enough. We've had it enough. Lifetimes we've lived this. And this is the beauty of it. It's changing now, and there are opportunities now. Veils have lifted where we can move in a different way. And that's what the Pleiades is showing people in the step-by-step process, simple tools that are powerful and liberating. And it's time for us to liberate ourselves, but we can only do it. No one else can do it for us. And this is what this is about right now, this revolution, this self-resurrection.
You know, I have questions coming out of my ears, and we don't have the time for them. And I know that Mark, our producer, you know, we have a producer's wrap in just a few minutes, and he's wanting to ask a question of himself. So, Mark, go ahead, because I can't pick which question I want to ask anyway. So this is perfect timing.
Well, they were coming out of my ears as well.
Kind of odd.
My question is, and I wanted to mention very quickly, because I am a believer that obviously intelligent life is all around us, and I'm a believer in free will being the barrier to contact in the past, the option of free will, and now, yes, fear being one of the most prohibitive limiting factors. But my question is, from just the Pleiadian perspective, if they're vibrating at this high of a level of unconditional love, you know, we already have evolved to such an extent that we know the feeling of contact energetically, of coming into contact with other humans, right? You know when somebody just seems kind of spooky or kind of mean or just as a really cool vibrational soul. You know, we know that much. Wouldn't that high and love-based vibration overcome or at least nullify the subconscious programming of fear that we have over what we're seeing being different? Or why not?
That's a good question, Mark. But understand, the Pleiadians can be here and bring their work, but we still have free will as human beings. Each one of us chooses the moment to make the change. And no one has the right to take that away from any human being. That's a truth. There is no way that it's up to each individual. Each one of us has to make the shift ourselves. And we have to honor and respect those that stay in that vibration of density. But there is no rule now, especially right now, that allows all of us to make the move when we're ready. And it's a conscious decision to say yes.
But I guess that's my frustration. Not frustration is a strong word, but my curiosity for myself as I become more aware. The more that I would have known, the quicker I would have made those decisions, right? I want to play the game if I know the rules. And if I haven't been shown the rules, I don't even know that's an option. So how can I make a decision to do that?
You can't until the moment opens. And guess what? You actually have made the choice. You just don't know. People are lost and don't know how. But when the moment's right, and I believe some of it is a destiny time, when suddenly you awaken and you know a truth. And I've had that same experience myself. I mean, I was in a black hole for years. I mean, I had a terrible childhood of cult ritual abuse. I was in a black hole as a child, as an adult, as a young adult, right up to that time when I was dying of advanced systemic lupus. I was in a black hole. I didn't believe in anything. And guess what? Somehow, some part of me in that moment was able to shift. Now, with this new dawning time, we have the advantage of, guess what? The doors are wide open. They really are. It's like my book. If you take my book, people are reading it now and becoming awakened. It's designed for illumination, for enlightenment, for connection to the Pleiadians, but most importantly, for connection of you, you inside, that light aspect of yourself. There's a process now, a simple process where you can start aligning to you, to your light, not your third dimensional humanness, but your light. In a 5-minute process, I could have you connected into that space. And I don't know if we have 5 minutes. We probably don't. But I'd be most willing to do that with you at any time you want. And it would take 5 minutes. And I would be able to work with you so you can align to yourself simply, easily, because the veils have lifted, Mark. And it's the time for each one of us. We only have to say yes, and a door can open and you can move through that door to yourself. And that is the truth.
You know, Christine, this is interesting that Mark brings up some really good points and questions that I have myself. And mm-hmm. and he said something that if I knew the rules, then I could follow them. And it's interesting that what I'm doing now in this conversation right this very moment with you, I was told that I would be doing this kind of thing way back when that book fell off the table or off the shelf. Do you know how long ago that was? 20 years ago. Because I fought. I fought and said, no, it cannot be. It won't be. I will not be that person. So,
and it's still waiting for you right now. It will never go. And that opportunity is there.
Right. So, and here I am. And so it need not wait any longer. But I believe Mark, what do you think? If we shorten the producer's wrap by a couple minutes, can we do this 5-minute meditation? It sounds like it would be very helpful for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So then let's do that. Then we'll break and we'll have the producer's wrap. So Christine, if it's really 5 minutes, let's go.
I'll make it 5 minutes.
Okay.
So first of all, everybody out there, just place your hand on your heart. And feel the pressure of your hand on your heart and bring your conscious awareness into that place where your hand is. Akashata eke'o. And I'm going to be bringing in some language and some sounds that are going to help you start aligning into this place, because your heart is the connection away from your third dimensional self and aligning to your sacred self. Now just take a breath in and out the mouth. It's like a deep sigh. and bring your conscious awareness just deeper into that space. I want you just to open to the sound. Akashata eke o yata inei. Vishe om dai ine a. Vishe om eshe o. Now take another breath right where you feel the pressure of your hand and simply let go. Akashata with that breath. Now I'm going to bring a sound in. It's going to open up the connection into that heart. This is your heart. So bring your conscious awareness into it. Take a breath in and out the mouth. Just, and I'm going to create a sound. I just want you to open to it. Nothing else. Akashata eke o yata inei. Take one more breath and let go. Now bring your conscious awareness deeper into your heart and just open to the sound and let yourself go deeper into your connection to your heart. Ekoshata eke o yata inei. Eshe om. Eshe om. Now the language speaks directly to the soul essence of your energy, that it connects deeply into your heart. Just take one more breath and just letting go. I'm going to transmit one more sound that's going to open up another level of this connection. Take another breath and letting go. Eshata ishanai. Bring your conscious awareness deep into the heart and just let go. Just let your conscious awareness go deeper into this heart connection. Just let yourself open, breathe and let go into the opening. And just being here in this moment, right in this moment of time, akoshata, eke o yata'i. Take another breath and just letting go. Aligning into your heart, akoshata. Ekoshata I. Eke o yata isha. Eshe om dai I ne a. Take one more breath and letting go. Akashata. One more breath. Akashata. I'm going to bring my energy forward and meet you. Just if you feel comfortable opening up, allowing my energy in, if that feels right for you, not unless it does. I'm just going to bring my energy into your energetic field, akashata. That's it.
Wow. I don't know what just happened, but I'm happy it did. And I'm so grateful that you gave us that and everything that you did, Christine. I'm sure that people will be getting this and so much more at the Conscious Life Expo this weekend. You can go to Christine's website to learn more about that as well at ChristineDayOnline.com and at FrequenciesOfBrilliance.com. Of course, you can always go to LifeChangesWithFilippo.com too. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Filippo. And I don't know if you're willing to receive it, but I'd love to send you and Mark my book because I think it would be very supportive. If you're at the expo, I'll give you a copy there. But if you feel right, I don't push the book on anyone unless it's the right thing. But let me know if it feels something you'd like to receive.
I would like, and with that, I look forward to a hug and a book when I see you this weekend.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a beautiful evening, and thank you for being with us. Well, we'll be right back with Mark Lejeune and our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit LifeChangesWithFilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at LifeChangesWithFilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and I am Filippo.
This is Mark Lejeune.
Yeah, indeed it is, and this is the producer's wrap, and we have been talking with Christine Day. You know, Mark, doing things like that while you're trying to do a show is maybe not a good idea because I went somewhere and had to remind myself I had to come back.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was thinking about that as we came back in. Like, we'd like to talk about how, you know, Seinfeld used to talk about it being a show about nothing, and we like to say we're a show about everything.
Yeah.
And tonight's episode is a perfect example of that. You know, inclusive information that challenges conventional wisdom and that brings this type of knowledge and feeling and experience in the mainstream for people to talk about, to enjoy, or to, you know, decide what works for them.
Yeah, and definitely in a fun way, and we played, and we learned, and we grew, and we went somewhere a couple times.
we did go somewhere.
So it's a show about going places.
Touché.
I don't know. Is there more we can say in the next couple of minutes, or do we just say goodbye? Because my head's still someplace else.
I think this is one of those where less is more. I think if anybody out there did that along with us, which I'm assuming everyone did, they're probably still trying to process as well. So maybe a moment of silence and we can sign off.
Yeah, that's funny. And you know what? Actually, I'm really glad we did that and Christine did that so that people can listen to that again and again, if that served them, and I hope and trust that it did. So with that, you're right, Mark. It's time to say goodbye to all our company. So with that, I thank you, Mark, and I thank our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our engineer, Seth, and of course, our producer, Mark Lejeune, and our guest, Christine Day, for this beautiful show. I am Filippo, thanking you all for being part of the change we all wish to see in the world and part of our show family. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at LifeChangesWithFilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, Ionways Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Now's the time.